Let's talk about Chicago.
When I say the word Chicago, what do you think of?
Beautiful blue sky and a windy, breezy, vivid day.
And that's the kind of day we had today.
Yes.
This is US Study 9.5. I'm Drew, sitting next to Big and Rich, and we're just pondering about life.
Just sitting here pondering backstage in this very funky backstage room, which is really cool. This is one of the coolest little country bars, I guess, in the United States.
We love our Joe's Bar.
It's awesome, man. We haven't been here in a while, so it's fun to come back and jam it old school style, just acoustic. Yeah.
That's the thing. The last show you guys did here for us at Joe's Bar was probably the craziest special intimate live country we've had in years. So people are pretty jacked for tonight.
Well, and tonight, Kenny wore his magic underwear. So when you see
what makes it magic?
It would definitely be magic because
you're invisible.
They're invisible.
No, you can't even see those. The underwear are invisible. So when he shows them to you, you can't even see them. So it gets really interesting at that point of the show.
There'll be a lot of people here tonight getting jackety jacked up.
Beer back.
That's what we're looking forward to.
Stand up and make some noise. We're going to party like cowboys.
Well, you know, there was this whole revolution that happened where people were out there saving cowboys and horses everywhere. And now those same cowboys are just coming galloping in, and everybody's just, you know, they're pulling out the big toys, man.
And that's the next song, Party Like Cowboys, right?
It is.
Partying Like Cowboys.
You know, we haven't done a new record in 4 years, 4+ years. And then Hillbilly Jedi hit the shelves a couple of weeks ago and with the song That's Why I Pray. And we thought that was an important song to put out, and the fans love it. You'll see tonight when we play it, man. I mean, it's such a connection with that lyrics to that song. But then we said, well, what are we going to play? What are we going to give them next? What's number two on this record? Let's just rock the crap out of everybody. And
right.
So Party Like Cowboys is head-banging country.
Yeah. And I remember the snippet video you guys sent out on YouTube of just 30 seconds of you behind the soundboard with Born Again. And my bet was on Born Again.
Well, it was close. It was between Party Like Cowboys and Born Again is a vocal collaboration with Big and Rich and Bon Jovi. So that also, there's so many things on this new record that
we're gonna keep
putting stuff out, and everything's gonna be out there before it's all said and done.
John was just mentioning our song That's Why I Pray, and then going into a song like Party Like Cowboys, that is truly the reality of our lives. You know, we both have families and now young children now that we care very much about. We do have so much to be thankful for and so many prayers. And those prayers go right along with the parties.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the celebration of our great thankfulness comes the party. And that's the joy we get to bring to everybody else with our music.
And we get
the real life.
And your
fans
get it.
That's the real life of Big and Rich.
Maybe the most poetic way to end that would be to say Big and Rich is like drinking turpentine and peeing on a forest fire.
Yeah, oh yeah, that could be.
It's kind of like that.
Just ponder that for a little bit.
Just ponder, just dwell. Dwell on that.
Things we want to know about Big and Rich. You're both dads now. Do you have your Halloween costumes locked down? You got less than 2 weeks.
I'm going to go as Big Kenny.
Okay.
I'm going to shave the
mustache.
That's
a stretch. Okay.
I'm going to get the hair going down here and the thing, the hat and the whole deal, and just walk around going, love everybody, love everybody.
Oh, no.
And that way I pretty much have all the cover I need there.
All of my spare time the week before Halloween is I promised our 6-year-old Lincoln that we're building a haunted house.
So nice.
There's a little gate coming in off the into the yard off the street, and right as you walk in there, we're going to build ourselves a haunted house.
And no pressure with only 6 days.
No pressure, but I mean, because me and the kid can get a lot done in 6 days. He's a very creative kid. The only problem is we're on tour for those 6 days.
Exactly.
So we'll just get the best done we can and call in reinforcements if necessary. But by golly, it's going to be the Haunted Happy House.
So thinking about the haunted house, when was the last time you two were scared to death?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, coming out with a new record in 4.5 years in between records, you wonder if the fans are still there. And Kenny and I had these discussions. I wonder if the Big and Rich fans are still
out there. Absolutely
they are. And then we went out and did 30, 40 shows, I guess, in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And there they were. Mm-hmm. And we went, by God, they're still there. Let's go make a record. So 2011, we went and worked on this new record, Hillbilly Jedi. And this year we've done coming up on 70 shows. And next year will be 70-plus shows. So the scary thing is relaunching it and going, crossing your fingers, going, I hope they're there. But, man, when we step out at a place like Joe's and we feel the energy coming back, it's the greatest feeling in the world. And we're very, very fortunate to have our fans.
So we've been very fortunate. We've had so many songs off of our previous albums. you know, it's hard to just get through Horse of a Different Color and try to play everything everybody wants to hear. So you start adding in all of that repertoire, and then you've got this amazing bunch of new songs. We want to get the music out there and have everybody hear it. It just
means you have to play for 3 hours tonight.
Oh, no,
that's
problem.
What it means.
Yeah. No problem. Keep the crown coming. We'll be here.
When you're driving around in the car, maybe you got the kids in the car, you're on the way to the grocery store in Nashville, what are you listening to? What are you digging lately?
Oh, wow. Well, I think Kenny and I probably span all of it. I go from Ray Charles, Frank Sinatra, Johnny Cash, AC/DC, stuff like Collective Soul. I mean, just all over the map. Last night I was listening to Smashing Pumpkins, 1979, that song.
Yeah.
I know what I love so much about that song. I just love it. I just listen over and over and over to it. And I got to meet Don Henley the other day in Dallas. I got to eat burritos with Don Henley. 2 hours in Dallas, we sat there and ate burritos across from a table and talked about music. And there's so many of these incredible artists like Henley that are walking this earth, man. I think to hold yourself to any one particular kind of music all the time, we're creative people. We write a lot of, you know, we write a lot and produce a lot. Mm-hmm. So we try to mix it up and listen to everything, keep our brains flowing.
What inspires you, Kenny?
Everything we do every day inspires me. We have a bunch of really creative people around here in the past couple weeks. My crew at The Last Dollar has been working on remixes of the Big and Rick songs to go in the clubs, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we already have multiple versions of like Party Like Cowboys, Born Again, that mm-hmm. are just, you know, going to be that thumping, country, loving, dance, stepping, good, romping grooves, like, you know, give it the organic, come from the ground up. Like.
And tonight, we're actually going to be singing Madonna.
Awesome.
Is going to make
a... Not sure if he's telling the truth?
No? Oh, well, just wait and see. There's a little Madonna coming. Because I met a girl in Illinois one time who's still in the... She's one of those great memories I have. And just in case she's here tonight, I want to dedicate a song to her. So
that's very cool.
I will be singing some Madonna this evening. I don't know that anybody has as crazy and as loyal of a fan base as we do. I mean, you guys are out of control, and you've given us...
They are in full effect tonight, by the way. Several tweets about the Freak Paraders here.
Freak Paraders.
It will be freaky, and it will be a parade. So thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
The new CD is Hillbilly Jedi, Big and Rich with US 99.5.
Hillbilly Jedi. Hillbilly Jedi. Jedi.